Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. We're happy that you're with us today. This is Sunday, July 15th, 1984. May the Lord bless as we worship Him together around His precious Word. God bless you. This time our choir has got a number that says, since I have been redeemed. I'm almost tempted to have Fred's sister come up and help the choir out in this. Today, I guess, the first time I've seen her, but you can hear that voice. And thank God for you. And this time our choir is going to sing, since I have been redeemed. Song ends, like many songs end, in heaven. I have a home prepared for me, where I shall dwell eternally, since I have been redeemed. I thank God that we're redeemed, the Bible says, not with corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Brother Earl at this time is going to come to read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer. We do want to continue to pray for Mrs. Laura Blair, who is in the St. Joseph Hospital in the coronary care unit. Continue to pray for Brother Jerry's dad, Mitchell Fraley. Also Anna Campbell, who is in North Carolina. And John and Lucy Talby. Continue to pray for Mrs. Back and Brother Combs is wife over in the nursing home, Ms. Jeanette Barker, and also Mrs. Maud Barker, Paul and Allie Deaton. This is Ms. White's mom and dad, Brother Flincham's mother, and Alba Flincham, Brother Lafer Giles, my mom, Liddy Hamlin, and also Here's a fellow we haven't had in the bulletin yet in the previous Sunday, and that's Homer. Homer Purdom. He has cancer and will be taking the chemotherapy treatments, 24 chemotherapy treatments in the next year. But Homer knows the Lord. He said he was ready to go with the Lord. He's 61 years old, and the Lord's given him a beautiful life, he said. Let's be praying for Homer this week, and also Naomi Asher, and others, no doubt, that you know today, who are either physically ill or spiritually sick. We're going to ask Brother Earl to come and read our scripture and lead us in prayer.
The scripture reading today is taken from 2 Timothy, chapter 2, 2 Timothy, verses 15 through 19. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth the cranker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let's bow our heads, please, in a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we praise and thank Thee this morning for allowing us to be here. And Father, we ask that You would forgive us from all wrongs or anything in our lives, Lord, that would separate us from You. Let nothing stand between us, Lord, that we could come before You with a clear heart and a clear conscience. Father, we just ask that You would help us to walk closer with Thee and to serve Thee better. Forgive us, Lord, where we fail and come short. Lord, we pray for those that are on our prayer list that have sickness and carry heavy hearts. We just lift them up to You, Father, and know that You care for them even more than we do. And Father, we pray for those that we love that still do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Our heart's desire, Lord, is that before it's too late, that we could see them come to know Him. And Father, if there's anyone in our midst during this service today, we pray that the Holy Spirit, that He would be allowed to work in their hearts and that they would see their need to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, we ask that if they're not ready to meet You face to face, that they would ask themselves the question, what would they do if they should be called upon now? And just pray, Lord, that during this service something said or done would touch their lives, that would turn them to You. Lord, we just pray for one another and lift one another up and help us to bear one another's burdens and be more about Thy business, Lord, when the day comes that You call us home. Just be with us, Lord, and all that's said and done, that it would bring praise and glory and honor to Thy name, which in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymn, let's turn to page 246, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. Let's stand and sing all three verses.
Peace be unto you.
Tom and Fred, and I think Frances is going to help you out today, isn't she? Just before this trio comes to sing for us, we'd like to call on our junior ushers for our morning tithes and offerings. Jerry, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Our Heavenly Father, bless this one who's here today. God bless her pastor, she brings forth her message. We also ask God bless you, this one is not here today. Keep it us on vacation. Father, bless each one as they give another part of their life to your will every day. Fast night.
Fred and Francis come to sing for us. After this, we're going to be speaking on the Lord knoweth. I thank God today for what He does know.
Francis has 5 minutes this morning to either learn these songs or learn how Tom and I are going to sing them. So you'll see how well she does. She's good. She'll do well.
Through my disappointments, my goodness in the end, I cast my every care on the Lord. His word to guide me, from temptation hide me, I'm standing on a solid rock. Now I'm pressing onward, He still leads me homeward, I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close is our relation, firm in its foundation, so on this solid rock I'll stay. Ages, sailing every storm, all the sorrows, all that rages, bring something that's gonna happen, and the day is drawing near. It is time to get excited. Is that footsteps I hear? Come on, Gabriel, blow your trumpet. All the dead in Christ shall rise. We are going to a meeting just beyond.
Everything that happens is just like footsteps in the distance. The Lord is coming. And we need to be on a solid rock. That sort of sums up these two songs. We need to be on a solid rock because the Lord is coming. Today we're going to look in the Bible. Our key verse is going to be one of the verses that Brother Earl read for us. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The Lord knoweth. Before we look into the Bible, we'd like to look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we come to Thee again this morning, thanking Thee for this beautiful Lord's Day. Father, in the quietness of this moment, we just pray that the wonderful Holy Spirit would be used to convict and as well as to bring comfort. Father, we thank Thee for loving us and allowing the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ to die upon an old rugged cross, that we could have eternal life, that we could have life, and that life more abundantly. We praise Your name, Father, today for all that You've done and all You're going to do. Help us to know that all things work together for good to those who love Thee, to those who are the called according to Your purpose. We just lift up this service, Lord, today in prayer and just pray Your will be done. Not ours. We pray if there are any here that are lost, we pray that today would be the wonderful day when they would get their name inscribed in that Lamb's Book of Life. We thank Thee already for what You're going to do. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. You know, I'm thankful for the words of a song that says, "My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for the day is mine always, and all I need for the morrow My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. It's a wonderful reality today to know the one who knows us. And if anyone in the Bible knew the Lord, it was Paul. Because in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, the chapter right before the verses Brother Earl read for us a while ago, Paul said, "Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." And Paul says here in our key verse, 2 Timothy 2:19, "The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his." Paul said in Philippians 3:10, "that I may know him." And he says, "I know whom I have believed." My desire today is that you, if you've never come to know the Lord as your Savior and your Lord, that today will be the day, the wonderful day, when you'll trust him, the one who is able to save. Someone said, "From the guttermost to the uttermost, the Lord is able to save." We're told in Proverbs to be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. We need to fear God, and we need not fear anyone else or anything else. We need to have a holy, reverential fear of God and know him as our Lord and Savior. And I taught at Napier High School back in the 60s. We had a film in our Bible club one day that had in a song that said over and over again, "If you know the Lord, you need nobody else to see you through the darkest night." I'm glad today the Lord knows those who are his. That's our first point today. The Lord knoweth them that are his. That's the first thing we'd like to mention today. I'm glad the Lord knows how many of our church members are really and truly born again and on their way to heaven. I would hate to go down the aisle and down each pew and say, "You're a Christian, you're a Christian, you're a Christian." Only the Lord and you know that. It says the Lord knows those who are his. The Lord knows. I'm going to leave that with the Lord. As I've said many times here, my prayer is that if Jesus came back today for the church, and I'm talking there about not just the Airport Gardens Baptist Church, but everyone who's a Christian, if he came back today, my prayer is that every one that we have on our roll would be absent here and present with him. That's my prayer. Only the Lord knows. The Lord knows those who are his. I believe some of the saddest words in the Bible that were uttered by the Lord as he spoke in Matthew chapter 7, talking about people who are going to come to him and say, "In your name we cast out devils. We did many wonderful works." And he's going to come and say to them, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. I never knew you." Just walking down the aisle of a church does not save you. You have to give the Lord your heart. And he says in Revelation 3:20, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." The Lord knoweth those that are his. Jesus told a parable about a wedding. And there was a man in that wedding, at that wedding, a guest, who did not have on a wedding garment. And he said unto this man, "Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Do not believe today that the Lord Jesus Christ furnishes the wedding garment for us. And someday we're going to go to a wedding. I've got 3 straight weddings, 3 straight Saturdays, starting next Saturday. But friend, there is going to be a wedding in heaven someday where the church, all blood-washed, saved people are going to be. The church is the bride. It is always referred to by she. She was arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, at the marriage supper of the Lamb. The Lord knows those who are His. This fellow in the parable did not have on a wedding garment. You know what? He was speechless. I'd want you today to have on a wedding garment, and that's Christ's righteousness. The Bible says in Nahum 1:7, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and knoweth them that trust Him." The song says, "Trust and obey." For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Jesus said He calleth His own sheep by name and leadeth them out. He knows every one of us by name. In John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." The first thing I want to mention in this message today is the Lord knoweth them that are His. He knows each one of us by name. Second, the Bible says the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. This is over in 2 Peter 2:9. You'll have to turn with us there. 2 Peter 2:9. It says here, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation." He knows. He knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. "And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." There are 2 kinds of people mentioned in this verse. The godly and the unjust. You know, it tells us this in the Bible about Jesus. It says He died the just. He's the just one. He died the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. So, friends, I'm glad today that the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. But He also knows how to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. I wonder, which group are you in today? The godly or the unjust? Do you know there is a place where you're going to be an outsider if you go there, and that's hell? The Bible says that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And if you go there, you'll be an intruder. But friends, a sinner who has never come to know the Lord would be out of place in heaven without a new nature, a new heart. And that has to take place in this life before death comes. If you really knew what lay ahead of you, and if you're here today and lost, if you really knew what lay ahead, you would run down this aisle even before the invitation is given. I saw one of my former students at Camp Nathaniel Friday that I taught at Napier High School. He was talking about death. You know, death is coming to all of us unless the Lord comes back. We're going to remember all of our members who've gone to be with the Lord since we've become a church at our 22nd homecoming, August the 12th. I've been trying to get those names together. And we've got close to 30, I believe it is, who have died even since I've been pastor here, since 1969 or 68. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it tells us this: there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with that temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Did you know today the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation? With every temptation that comes our way, the Lord has a way of escape if we'll look for it and follow His leadership. Job said in Job 23 and verse 10, "But He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." And probably no one on this side of eternity was tried more than Job. Job said He knows the way I take. The Lord is able to deliver the godly out of temptation. There were four people mentioned in our Sunday school class today. Brother Burns mentioned these. That was the three Hebrew children and Daniel. You know what? The three Hebrew children knew that a burning fiery furnace lay ahead of them if they did not do what was told them. But you know what they said in Daniel 3:17? Keep in mind the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. These three men said, "If it be so, our God, whom we serve." Now, who are you serving? These three fellows knew where they stood with God. They said, "Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King." And the very next verse says, "But if not, if the Lord sees fit to take us in the burning fiery furnace and take us home to be with Him, it's all right. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not bow down nor worship the golden image which you set up." The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Daniel is another good example of this. Daniel is the one who'd rather spend a day with God in prayer when he knew it meant spending a night with the lions. Who got a good night's rest? Daniel. Who tossed and turned all night? The king. "My God hath sent His angel and has shut the lion's mouths." Who are you serving? Self? Pleasure? The devil? Or God? You know, I'm glad the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and preserve the unjust to death, judgment to be punished. The third thing the Lord knows, He knows our hearts. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows our hearts. Acts 15:8 says, "And God which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness." 1 Corinthians 3:20, "The Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain." Psalm 94:11, "The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man." The Lord knows those who are His. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Third, the Lord knows our hearts. I'm glad He does. And last, the Lord knows their frame. Their frame. Our body we live in. Our physical house. Psalm 103:14 says, "For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust." You believe that? I do. This body we live in originally came from Adam. Adam and Eve, it came from the dust. I believe in the creation story in Genesis. It says, "And God made man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. He breathed into Adam the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul." He didn't say that about anything else He created. He gave Adam a helpmeet for giving him, for taking a rib from Adam's side. The Lord today knows our frame. He remembers that we're dust. But you know, there's something inside of each one of us that's going to live on and on and on and on. There was a time when you were not, but there will never be a time when you will not be. 10 trillion years from today, every one of us gathered here are going to be living somewhere. Somewhere. I hope everyone here this morning are on their way to heaven. The Lord knows our frame. In Psalm 37:18, it says it like this: "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright." David said, "Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am." That I may know how frail I am. You know, we can be on a sick bed just like that. My Uncle Boyd Eversole is over here in the ICU. Splitting wood and so forth, getting ready for wintertime. Has already had a heart attack or two back in ICU. It was yesterday. "Lord, teach me to know mine end, that I may know how frail I am." I tell you, without the Lord, we're nothing. His help is able. He's able to strengthen us. As we come today to the end of another service, I would say to you, as Joshua said to the children of Israel in Joshua 24, he knew that his time was short. And he said to the children of Israel, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." The devil doesn't care how long you put off salvation. I would encourage you today, make things right with God. Joshua said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." And he gave them two choices. He said, whether the gods that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, he had his mind made up. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My friend, today I'd ask you to serve the Lord. Some of our people get ready for an invitation hymn. We're going to have a trio or quartet sing an invitation hymn today. F.B. Meyer, a wonderful preacher of bygone days, he said this: "I support every effort to get a man out of the slums, but I am more concerned about getting the slum out of the man." I've been to the Pacific Guard Mission in Chicago. And they come right in off the street. There's a little room at the back of the auditorium where people who come in drunk can sit and hear the message. I received a publication from the Pacific Guard Mission one time, and it showed pictures of former alcoholics. It showed them in their bad state of affairs. And then it showed them after the Lord had come in their life. And friend, there was not hardly a resemblance. The Lord is what makes the difference. The Lord will make the difference in your life. I was going home yesterday evening, and I saw a teenage boy down below Combs. He was doing like this to keep his balance. After I'd passed, he lay down in the road, drunk. My friend, the Lord has something better for you. He has something better for that teenage boy. I'd like to ask the trio to come, or the quartet to come right now. And our invitation hymn today says, "Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God, for He alone is able to save you." Look to the Lamb of God. And certainly the Lord is able to save you today. Look to the Lamb of God as they come to sing for us. We'd like to stand, please. If you feel led of the Holy Spirit to walk down this aisle to trust Jesus, no better time than today to do it. As we sing. You know, Brother Combs is a poet. Thank God for him. He gave me a thought for the day this morning after I